I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Humanitarian access to isolated parts of North Korea resumed this week, even as help rolled into the extreme northeast. There are other agencies working on shoring up the medical needs. International Aid's Mark Heidenberg says they're helping hospitals, updating medical equipment, and aiding in the tuberculosis fight. But there's more.
We're looking at opportunities to touch even more lives through not just tuberculosis, but through other health care and other opportunities, even for maybe a possibility of a future church.
As their team acts as the living gospel, they confront the risk, too. He urges believers to pray. Next, Global Advance trains thousands of pastors who risk their lives to spread the gospel. President David Shibley says one village stoned an evangelist partner in Burkina Faso. He survived and continued ministry in that region. And today, 10% of the village are believers, and the church there has planted 10 more churches.
These are the kinds of men we serve, and it's an honor to lift them up, and for once in their life, for them to receive some of the appreciation and honor that I know that they're going to receive when they stand before the Lord.
And Crossroads is an international ministry strategy of the Jesus Film Project. The teams equip National Campus Crusade staff to generate community movements. Crossroads provides tools and training and uses the Jesus Film as central to illustrating how Jesus is the ultimate role model for character, provides power for living, and hope for the future. Pray for the staff. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotional journal for Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.